I, you know, used to be the CEO of Innovative Systems for many years and at Martin and Associates. So anyway, I looked at your study that we did a couple years ago that was the 2040 study. When I looked at that, the Corn Palace was the lowest thing as a priority for the city based on the input from the citizens. It had 4 to 6%. The I don't know was just slightly lower. Blake was at 50%, and that was the highest. So it had almost no priority from the citizens of Mitchell. I look back in this 2027 when we had the public vote, it was a 69% against, 31% for. So that again is the population telling you this is not what we're looking for. Since 2007, the high school will be, has one of the best performing arts centers in South Dakota, seats 1,200 people. All of those events that used to be at the Corn Palace, they're now at the Performing Arts Center, and it's much better. Acoustics are many times as good. The high school, which is going to be completed next year, is going to have one large gym that is big enough for three basketball floors, and then it has pull-out chairs and bleachers, so it can have one competition court with seating for 2,000 people. It has another gym, the medium-sized gym, that has two practice courts for volleyball, wrestling, gymnastics, and it'll seat 1,500 people. It has a smaller gym that is a multi-purpose gym for practice purposes. So at DW, we remodeled the Christian Wellness Center a while ago, added bleachers to it. We can now play our volleyball games there and have pull-out bleachers for volleyball. They play their JV basketball games there and pull out bleachers for that. They can play varsity and JV volleyball in that, and it's a real nice facility today. The Avera Sports and Wellness Center, which is the large complex we built a few years ago, it's 85,000 square feet. It has three general purpose practice facilities for basketball that can be used for basketball, volleyball, indoor soccer. They just played their pickleball tournament there. Has an indoor 200 meter track where they have DW and some high school track meets inside. They can practice baseball, softball, hitting practice. There's cages for that. There's a wrestling room there. And this is all new in the last few years. Just for reference purposes, that entire facility cost us less than $12,000.
$12 million.
Huh?
You said 12,000.
No, less than $12 million. Yes. Yep, excuse me.
Yeah.
And the other key, it was 100% funded with donations. You know, we didn't have any tax dollars. We didn't go to the citizens and ask for taxes. We funded it with 100% donations. And very honestly, if you fund the Corn Palace with donations, I don't care what you do. If you want to use tax dollars, you need to use tax dollars in a respectable way that the citizens want. So if we did need more facilities in 2007, we probably tripled or four times the facilities we had at that time, and they're already in place. And they're not used all the time. The high school's going to have empty facilities quite often. I agree, if you're going to bring an event, there's nothing wrong with putting it in the high school gym, and I'm sure they'll work with you on that. But we don't need to build another facility and use tax dollars for it. How often do we fill the Corn Palace? Almost never. I haven't been to an event that was filled in my memory. I think when Mike Miller played, we filled it a few times, and that's the last I remember. And I really have nothing against the Corn Palace. I like going to the Corn Palace games. I like watching the games, high school and DW. I like the rodeo, those kinds of things. But the Corn Palace will never be a moneymaker for the city, period. I don't care what you do. The Corn Palace is a loser financially for the city. So look at one other thing. I asked the GPT, which always gives me unbiased opinions. How much additional revenue is required for a $15 million addition to an event center in a small town to create a reasonable rate of return? Well, it says we have to increase our revenue about, for an 8% return, we have to do 1.2 million additional revenue. Can you do that? 1.2 million additional revenue over what we have today? If you're going to get a 12% return on investments, you need 1.8 million. So if you double the cost, which this would require, how many events leave Mitchell? Is Hanson Anderson even going to be here if you double their costs? Are they going to be at the high school or Parkson or Salem? So the next question is, when I was on the development board a few years ago, we had Dr. Brown do a study. He's the economist, South Dakota economist for the entire state. So he's the number one expert in South Dakota at the time. And we asked him, what can we do to improve the economy in Mitchell? And he gave us a great study, about 30, 40 slides, and explained it to us very, very well. If you haven't seen it, you need to study it. Every council person should have a copy of that and review it on a routine basis. So I looked at the answer that he gave us in 2012, increase the number of good paying jobs and bring money into Mitchell. I mean, he emphasized that throughout the entire study. And I've got a couple pages included here. Example, what did he recommend? Companies like Muth Electric, Cromer Plumbing, Pitts Design, Vantage Point, Innovative Systems, CHR, Mitchell Telecom, Tech Solutions, Queen of Peace, DW, MTI. There was not one restaurant or motel listed on that list. I looked at the salaries and number of employees we have in different categories from the state of South Dakota. And if you look comparing us to Beetle County, which is two easy ones, you look down and say manufacturing, we have 18% jobs, they have 29% jobs. That's a huge problem. Those 29% are probably all on health care. Our other jobs are not. They're low-paying jobs. If you look down at, accommodations and food service, this is restaurant workers, basically, and motel workers, we have 1,219 or 12% compared to 8%. So we have 4 or 5% more population working in that industry. And that's the industry that would grow if you bring in more events, right? So what's the average salary of those people? Well, it's somewhere between $12 and $14 an hour. Is that the jobs you want to create? One interesting thing, we talk about the Good Old Boys Club. The Good Old Boys Club in Mitchell is the people that are trying to bring in more events and create low-paying jobs. That's what keeps our average salary low. It isn't that Martin and Associates or Innovative Systems is paying too low a rate wages. It's that we have way too many jobs that are getting low-paying wages. So we're promoting the wrong category of worker, and that's the problem with the city. So do you want to use tax dollars to increase tourists and create more low-paying jobs? Is that our mission? It's not my mission. In the next couple pages, is pages right out of Dr. Brown's study. At the very bottom, focus efforts on growing export industries. Export industries are businesses that bring money into Mitchell and create good-paying jobs. That's his recommendation, rather than growing population-based industries. If you look in the next page, what will grow export industries? Educated and trained workers. Positive business environment, low tax burden. Infrastructure, good roads, utilities, communications, and good quality of life. And I think we've done a pretty good job the last few years helping in those areas. The swimming pool was a major thing, and I donated significantly for the swimming pool. The extra ice rink was a good thing for the kids, and it brings people to Mitchell, but it is activities for the people that are already here. And that's the ones I care about. I mean, the ones that come in from out of town, that's nice, but I want the ones that are already here to want to stay here. Recreations, parks, athletics, outdoor activities, reasonable cost of living, attractive community. Those are all things that keep people in the Mitchell community or allow us to bring them in. I used to recruit kids, and I'll tell you, if they were married and had young kids, and when we didn't have new grade schools, it was like when you showed them the old grade schools, it's like, just, well, forget it. They're not moving here, you know. They've come from a town that has nice new grade schools. When we built new grade schools, that was a huge recruiting advantage. So the next page, it just shows some export companies based on his study at the time, the same type that I listed. And over my career, about 50 years, I've recruited hundreds of people to Mitchell, and all for good paying jobs. Not one of them has ever wanted to visit the Corn Palace. Not one ever said, I want to go visit the Corn Palace. They did go on to visit the school system. They wanted to see where their kids would go to school, those kinds of things. But nobody said they wanted to visit the Corn Palace. The interests they are in, a good job, a good school system, reasonable housing, activities for them and their families. Available daycare is a big thing. It's getting bigger all the time. It's a huge problem just about every place. They want good health care. We have a hospital and good doctors, indoor swimming pool, bike paths, walking paths, local college and technical school. Those are the things that allow us to recruit good paying jobs to Mitchell. I included a letter from Larry Thompson. He wanted to be here tonight, but he's out of town, so he sent me a letter. He asked me to present it to the council, but he basically says exactly what I'm saying. People don't come to Mitchell because of the Corn Palace. They come because of a job. They come because they could have things to do for them and their kids. So putting more money into the Corn Palace does not increase the quality of life in Mitchell and diverts money away from other things that can make a real difference for the community. That's his closing statement, but you can read the entire letter. I asked GPT, a small town of 15,000 people has 12% of its workers today working in low-paying food services positions. What should it do to improve its economy? And I tell it to give a short answer, otherwise it gives you two pages of stuff. So, and that's pretty standard. The answer, the town should focus on diversifying its economy by attracting higher paying industries such as technology, healthcare, manufacturing. It can offer incentives for businesses, invest in workforce development programs, promote entrepreneurship to create more skilled jobs, and reduce dependencies on low-income jobs. What should it do to encourage those people to want to move to Mitchell? That's my next question to GPT. And it lists off, and I'm not going to go through them all, but you can read them. No place in there it says build a good tourist attraction. I can't get these apart. If you don't have any better idea to spend $12 million of taxpayer money, then lower your taxes. Because this is a terrible idea from Mitchell's standpoint. I asked just an interesting question. Would subsidizing good daycare encourage people to move to your community? And I asked GPT, yes, subsidized daycare can encourage people to move to your community, making it a more affordable for families and young children to work. It also frees up a lot of people for the workforce. If you drive around Mitchell today, there's hardly anybody that doesn't have a help wanted sign. And they don't even get applications, let alone people they can hire. So if we could free up 100 ladies or 100 people that are now staying home and taking care of their kids for our workforce, that's 100 more good paying jobs. So I asked, what cities in South Dakota are considering preschool funding? It lists every city there that's already investigating how can they, as a city, help get better preschool in their community. And I would almost bet you, if you do a survey in Mitchell, would you rather have subsidized preschool or $12 million spent on the Corn Palace? There is no doubt in my mind the way the citizens vote on that. Any questions? So as I say, I think the real problem is you're the good old guys, or good, what was your term? Good old boys. Because you're focused on creating more low-paying jobs. And that's not what the city needs. I have no problem with the hotels having a bid district, collecting an extra dollar or two from their patrons and using that to promote events. I think that's perfect. But when you start taking tax dollars to fund that, that's where it goes bad. And enough preaching, huh? I'm pretty serious about this, that I, you know, think it's a total waste of funds for the city of Mitchell. I do agree that you have to do routine maintenance and those kinds of things. I have no problem with that at all. But, and I appreciate your efforts to try to make it less of a money pit for the city. But putting $12 million in it is not going to do that. It's going to double your required revenue. And now that we have two or three times as many places as we did before, you should work with DWU like you did on the pickleball wall. Work with the high school. Try to schedule events in their facilities when they're not using them. We need to maximize what we have, not try to build new ones. Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.